Welcome. We hope you enjoy your history hike through just a small part of Brown County State Park, the largest state park in Indiana. Just shy of 16,000 acres, about 25 square miles, Brown County is one of the largest state parks in the whole country. This beautiful spot became part of Indiana's state park system in 1929. The same rugged hills and hollows that made Brown County so appealing as a scenic park made it difficult for farmers in the 19th century to earn a living from the land. For decades before the park was opened, Brown County was among the least populated regions in southern Indiana. You are standing outside the Abe Martin Lodge, named for a satirical hayseed character created by Indianapolis humorist Ken Hubbard in the early years of this century. You will find an exhibit on Ken Hubbard inside the lodge near the entrance to the dining hall. The lodge and the original cluster of family housekeeping cabins, all named for various Abe Martin characters, were the idea of Richard Lieber, the man widely regarded as the father of Indiana State Parks. The main section of the lodge and the first set of cabins were built by the Department of Conservation, known today as the Department of Natural Resources, and completed in 1932. Lieber, the director of the Department of Conservation, wanted the overnight facilities at the new Brown County State Park, which opened to the public in 1931, to be different from the hotel-like inns at other state parks of that time. But with passing years, additions to the Abe Martin Lodge have included regular hotel room facilities. When Richard Lieber, then a civic-minded Indianapolis businessman, first visited Brown County in 1910, he was enchanted with its beauty. In fact, Lieber purchased land in the county almost immediately, and within a year had a log house built near that of his friend Fred Hetherington, a little northwest of Nashville. Tradition has it that during that first visit, Lieber supposedly suggested a large portion of Brown County ought to be set aside as a state park. Indeed, some accounts have it that Lieber, inspired by Brown County's beauty, visualized the idea for an entire state park system at that time. Whether true or not, growing public support in the 1910s for the general idea of state-administered parks soon led to the establishment of Indiana's first two state parks, McCormick's Creek and Turkey Run, in celebration of Indiana's state centennial in 1916. In 1919, Richard Lieber became the first director of the new Department of Conservation created by the state legislature. During his 14 years as director, until 1933, Lieber saw to the acquisition of 10 more state parks, including Brown County in 1929. Lieber, who worked tirelessly for conservation, believed that the purpose of state parks was not simply to provide recreational facilities for the public, but rather to preserve the natural and cultural history of Indiana. Speaking in 1917 in favor of a statewide system of parks, Lieber advocated them, in his words, not only as landmarks of our state's history, not only as those of the entire West Territory out of which Indiana was carved, but they will, with their ancient rocks, dells, and giant trees, continue to preach a silent but mighty sermon to generations yet unborn of the struggles, hopes, and ambitions of pioneer days. Now start down Trail 3, just across the road, and continue through the woods until you reach the hillside amphitheater, where you will pause for a while.